The video conferencing service Zoom has gained a following in China in recent months. The program lets users have video meetings or make video calls to friends or family. Users in China include people and organizations, from underground religious groups to women's rights activists. They see the service as a rare window to the rest of the world. But some Chinese fear that window to the world may be closing. Last week, Zoom said it had suspended accounts of three U.S. and Hong Kong activists at the Chinese government's requests after the activists tried to honor the anniversary of the Tiananmen Square killings. But the accounts have since been reactivated. The company also said it was developing technology to enable it to remove or block users in some parts of the world. Zoom is based in the U.S. and also has employees and operations in China. The Chinese government heavily restricts the internet in a system widely called the Great Firewall. The government says this is needed to keep social order. All Chinese social media websites are required to remove public posts the government considers illegal. Zhou Fenghua is the U.S.-based founder of Humanitarian China, a nonprofit group that pushes for the growth of civil society in China. His Zoom account was suspended. He told Reuters news agency that the biggest challenge has been how to reach people within China because of the firewall, and that Zoom once seemed to offer hope. China's Zoom user numbers quickly began to grow around the time of the COVID-19 health crisis. This was unusual because popular programs such as WhatsApp, Google Meet, and Facebook are blocked on China's internet. Zoom's mobile program has been downloaded 5.4 million times from Apple's China store since January 1st. That is 11 times the number from the same period in 2019, based on research from the company Sensor Tower. While most Chinese users turn to Zoom for conference calls and friendly conversations, some have seized the chance to discuss important topics such as patriotism and women's rights. Some state-approved and underground churches use Zoom to hold services. Xiao Mei Li, an activist, held a talk over Zoom about Me Too, a worldwide movement for women's rights. She told Reuters she understands Zoom is not the only software, but we feel it's rather more accessible, she said. Xiao said, in the past, some friends suggested using Tencent for conferencing, but people worried they had to be too careful about what they said on Tencent. Tencent is a video conferencing tool offered by the same Chinese technology company as WeChat. In March, Youth Lectures launched a series of Zoom talks, the first of which was led by Chinese University of Hong Kong professor Cho Pu Chung. The talk was about freedom of speech in China. Cho's mainland China account on the website Weibo has been removed many times. Other unknown groups held talks from a Me Too activist and a gender activist on their work in mid-May. New York-based Lu Pin said Zoom was a way to connect Chinese people to the outside world. Her Feminist Voices accounts on Weibo and WeChat were shut down by authorities in 2018. You don't have to climb the firewall, she said about Zoom. People in China and outside of China both can connect to it. Zoom's users in China have already been subject to new restrictions since last month. At that time, the company announced that free users would not be able to hold meetings and new users would be limited. I'm Alice Bryant.